As a way of introduction to our next speaker, when we lived in 401, on the second floor of 401 in the front, on the left side was Mishpachas Lansky, on the right side was Mishpachas Wilner. The back left corner. Yeah. What I remember, I said. In the back left corner was Rabbi Kolevsky. In the back right corner was a double apartment up and downstairs where the Yeshiva Rabbi Weinberg lived upstairs, and he had his Eitza Svarim on the ground floor with a spiral staircase down. It's not a secret to anyone sitting in this room that Rebbe, when he meets another Talmud Chacham, there's a certain anova and a certain anhoga of anivus and behaltenkeit, if I could use that word, of how Rebbe's always naig with other Talmidim. But the semel of Yira of a Talmud Lifnei Rabbi, that semel is ingrained in our minds of watching Rebbe Shlita walking with his Rebbe Muvik, the Reshiva Rabbi Weinberg. The Poshet Yira Alpanov was like almost that he couldn't speak. It was this mamish nicker. It was such a semel of how a Talmud Muvik is naig with a Rebbe in a real way. It says, I don't know the exact year where the Mashkiach Shlita and Rebbe started their kesher, but certainly before my memories, that's for sure. And it's a kavod to ask Rebbe to share some divrei zechayim.